AJ Mornings. Jazz and AJ News.
All right, this is why you don't fall asleep on a street in Liberia. An Ebola victim in Liberia woke up the other day in a body bag just as they were about to take his body away to be burned.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone thought he was dead. They were spraying bleach around him.
Yep, not a good sign.
Yeah, not good.
Right.
So here's the live report.
Here in the street of Monrovia, there's a body here. Maybe Ebola, maybe something else. But the burial team has come. They're busy spraying down the area where the person is. They're going to wrap in plastic and take away. This is the place right now where if you die of Ebola, they're very quick for you. If you're living and you need help, there's really nowhere to go.
He's not dead. He's not dead. They were wrapping him up to take him away. But he's alive.
Sounds like a sporting event.
Right, the horn will pop.
He's not dead.
They almost took him away to the crematorium.
And they if I live in Liberia and they say he's not dead, I'm running. It's a zombie.
Right.
It's a new game show in Liberia.
Yeah.
Who's got Ebola?
Right.
Right. It's just a pile of bodies.
Apparently,
you have to guess which one's alive.
He was just dead tired. He's probably like goofing up at work. Figure, okay, everybody else lying over here, lay down here too.
Right.
Yeah. No one will notice. Wait a minute, what the hell's on me? Wait. Hey,
the guy with the Timex, he's alive.
Right. Yeah, someone's going through his pockets first, his money.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, watch.
Yeah, the guy fully aroused. Why is he in that pile?
Right.
He's just into dead bodies.
Right.
Why is there one guy in a pile of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of these things, not the other.
Rob Kelly is here. He's at Foxwoods tonight and tomorrow night. We're linked up on our site. He had a conniption when Alec the intern brought a box of donuts in the studio.
It's mind-boggling. He has the crappiest donut selection in the world. Look, he's like a nun. Like a nun would pick these donuts.
What are they?
Yeah.
It's he got plain donuts. Mm. What do we?
Who eats plain donuts?
Plain donuts.
Am I old-fashioned?
85. And then he got three of the air donuts, you know, the glazed ones.
Those are the best.
Right. Those are good. Those.
They're good, but
they're squishy.
It's not as good as a glazed stick, which we said he was supposed to get glazed stick.
What?
He had a whole list and didn't get anything on the list.
Yeah, we're supposed to get glazed stick and blueberry cake donut.
Maybe they didn't have it at the moment.
Like, you don't need to do extensive research. Like, if you've been around a box of donuts that enters a room, you watch.
Yeah,
the assortment go, and it's always the plain ones last.
Yeah, see,
no one eats them.
Last, I was blessed if I like.
And here's, and you always get a plain one, you know, for the dead grandparent who ain't here no more. You know what I mean?
Oh, like an offering?
Yeah, it's like when the rappers pour a little vodka out, a little gin out of
it. Don't ask my homies.
The funny thing about the plain, too, is no one, like, takes the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, they'll take a little, nothing else to eat, so I'll take a little piece of it.
Yeah, and you touch it with your friggin' hand.
Here's the kicker, though. Here's the kicker.
What?
This guy had the audacity to get not one, not two, but three cinnamon powdered donuts.
Oh.
When was the last time you went and heard anybody go, hey, can I get a cinnamon powdered donut? Nobody wants a cinnamon donut.
Maybe Alec likes cinnamon powdered donuts.
I think I know what happened here.
Right.
Alec asked for a couple of things.
Right.
And they said, we don't have those.
Right.
And then he said, yeah, okay, whatever.
Right. Just,
yeah.
And they gave
me
him all the stuff
that
no one
wants.
Buys.
Right. Yeah. Move to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the worst donut, a cinnamon powdered donut.
Well, and if you remember, he was buying donuts to see if they resembled my toes, so he probably went with ones that looked like a toe.
Yeah, like fresh color.
Alec?
I was trying to get the ones you guys asked for. They didn't have any of them, so I just got normal glazed in replacement of the glazed.
Did you ask for these?
I want to kill myself. His tone sucks. His tone just sucks. I'm sorry, dude. You're probably a sweet guy. I have
He's
no
very idea. Sweet. Hard worker.
I it's like somehow our fault. Somehow, him getting a job
here. You feel
here
guilty right now. You're yelling at him. That's why.
For a job to go out and get donuts, which is the funnest thing in the world. That is like, that's like
there
the funnest job. Hey, what
there
you did
there? There are plenty
to,
of people behind me
donuts.
Waiting. I did
got,
not know. I was panicking. I didn't know what to do.
Panic.
Why were you panicking?
It's America. It's not Liberia.
You go, Alex.
You guys
go,
met
Alex.
Me, right? I don't say a word, and I'm expected to make... Wednesday, I had to say something. I had to make something up, and what did I say? I said the stupidest thing in the world.
You said hot.
Yes.
That's all right. Exactly. Alec, you're fine, man. You're with friends.
It was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
it was good, Alec.
Here's
good.
The deal. You don't panic in the Dunkin' Donuts. You know why? It's their slogan. We'll make more.
Doritos.
That's
sorry.
Not their slogan.
That's Doritos.
I'm trying to give this kid a pep talk in life.
America
I'm to
runs
help him
on Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, listen, here's
time
the thing.
Time to make the donuts.
He almost ran out of it.
You take your time at a donut shop. You don't get three of everything. You go.
There was a guy behind him, a whole bunch of people.
It doesn't matter.
How many people were behind you, Alec?
There were,
two.
I want to say.
Two.
Seven.
No,
seven
people. I've been in line. I think it's brutal.
I was inside, and there was a drive-thru anyway, and that was packed, too.
He's lying. There's never seven people in a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I can vouch. If you went to the one around here, that place is busy.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's the deal. So your eye didn't catch the festive Halloween donut with the sprinkles? That didn't catch your eye with the chocolate on top?
I mean, those are good.
Maybe they took them already.
There's no color in that box. There's no color. There's no pink glaze. There's no strawberry. They're supposed to resemble toes.
Remember the reason why you put them in there?
You know that church in Footloose where they didn't allow dancing?
Right.
That's where these donuts belong. Just a plain box of garbage.
I'm with you, Alec.
Here's the thing. Next time you get donuts, squint your eye. The most colorful ones that pop out, get those
get
donuts.
Those.
Don't have glaze sticks. Get the other glaze stick. There's nine glaze sticks.
But, Chaz, remember, Alec came to our comedy show and never said hello to anybody.
Right. He likes to be stealth.
I actually
he's
think
a behind
he's
the
smart.
Scenes person.
He's like a ninja.
What?
So, Alec, you felt like you didn't have the right to stand there in line and think a minute about what you wanted to have them put in the box?
I just, in moments of panic, I don't think.
But why would
do.
You,
He's
I'm
more
just,
reactor.
I'm asking, because you seem like a nice guy, but why would you panic when you're in line?
Yeah, did you grow up in Russia?
Because people are waiting, and I don't want to make them wait.
It's America.
It's not you who's making them wait.
Alec, say next time get your own damn donuts.
Can I say something, Alec?
No, that's a good point.
Let me just tell you something, Alec. Next time you're in line, okay, you don't panic. This is America. You're in line to get donuts. It's a wonderful thing. Enjoy yourself. Take one of each. That if you're in a jam like this, trust me, from a donut-eating fat dude, okay? If you're in a donut shop, just give me one of each. That way, whatever fat guys or fat people are at the studio, okay, they're going to go, oh, my God, okay, I'll take that one, I'll take that one. You never get three plain and three cinnamon. You never let
strategy.
This
is a good point.
Never let that ass behind the counter who's trying to make you panic just to get you out of there choose your donuts ever, ever. You choose your Alec, you choose your donuts in life.
And don't let people behind you going,
yeah.
Or tapping your finger.
Don't
pressure
worry about
you.
That.
It might have been a cop.
You know how excited they are? You know how excited they are that Dunkin' knows that you bought these 3-week-old donuts?
Oh, they called the boss. Guess what we got rid of?
Three cinnamon.
The 2013s are gone.
That's like the car on the lot at a used car lot. Like when you sell it, you get a free steak dinner. That's what they just got a free steak dinner for selling
that. Right. Like, guess what we got rid of?
The boss was on the phone. Wait a minute. You bought three cinnamon donuts?
No.
You're lying.
To the same person? Alec, good job.
Yeah, man. Good job.
You did it.
Yeah, you did it.
You brung it, man.
Yeah.
Now all the donuts are for him. I think that was a good strategy on Alec's.
Maybe that's the plan.
Like, no one's going to eat
they'll
these.
Still
they're
be
all mine.
Don't worry about it.
These donuts really match his tone.
So Rob Kelly's here tonight. I mean, he's here now, but he's at Foxwoods tonight and tomorrow. You have to bring him donuts.
You do.
Like, if you're sitting in the front, bring a box of donuts and watch it throw him off.
Exactly.
Like if you just open a box,
just
of
hold
like
in
if
the
you're
air.
In the front row tonight, right. Look at him. He's like sliding. Like you're thinking, oh yeah, that'll throw me right off.
Pavlov would love it.
Get cinnamon ones though to make him real mad.
If you get cinnamon donuts, I'll kick him right in your face. You know what I'll do? Like the old wrestler, I'll get the dust and blow it in your eye, and then I'll super kick you in your chest.
John and Southington won 4 tickets behind the bench at tonight's Islanders-Bruins game, and he's going to be on the ice with us. We asked him to prove that he had the Urkel doll in his car, because the game was, what's the strangest thing in your car right now? John?
Yes?
Do you have it? Can we hear it? It's a talking Urkel doll.
Yep, I warned Phil that the mechanism's a little broken, so it's going to be like hyper speed, but I think you can make it out.
All
Here
right.
we go. Can you hear it?
You strangle a chipmunk?
Sounds like it has a donut caught in its throat.
Chaz, AJ, mornings.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.